Hello and welcome to Palace Intrigue. I'm your host, Mark Francis. Well, an excerpt of the Daily Mail from the Battle of Brothers suggests the roots of the rift between the brothers actually took hold long before Meghan came on the scene, as did their own psychological pain, which began in early childhood. Back in 1992, both brothers had to cope with their parents' conflict going public, appearing in lurid detail on TV screens and newspaper front pages after the publication of Andrew Morton's explosive book, Her True Story, based largely on Diana's own taped testimony. It was a deliberate and aggressive exposure of the family's bad blood. In her November 1995 interview with Martin Bashir on BBC's Panorama, which William watched alone in his housemaster's study, she talked of three of us in this marriage. But it was his mother's candid admission that there had come to be four in the marriage and that she'd fallen in love with James Hewitt, which tipped the teenager over the edge. All hell broke loose. He was furious that she had spoken badly of his father and she had mentioned Hewitt. He started shouting and crying, and when she tried to put her arms around him, he shoved her away. By the time Harry joined William at Eton in 1998, a year after Diana's death, life and tragedy had forced the brothers into a mutually supportive companionship. Life and tragedy had forged the brothers into mutually supportive companions. They enjoyed two of the most closely interlinked years of their lives. William had established a close and trusted circle of Eton friends, and his brother was invited to join them, but quite a few of his expanding social circle were a full 2 years older than him, making it likely that the 14-year-old would be introduced to temptations ahead of his years. And Harry's bright self-confidence was misleading. He was not as grown up as he appeared. For security reasons, Prince Charles had a bomb-proof shelter constructed in the cellar of Highgrove, and he allowed his sons to adapt it into a disco rumpus room, Club H, a black-painted dungeon discotheque scattered with scruffy sofas where Harry and William could entertain their school friends during their holidays. It featured a well-stocked bar. Here was the first temptation for the young Harry, along with a state-of-the-art sound system that made every floor of the 200-year-old building quiver. Club H turned Highgrove into quite the hotspot when Dad happened to be away, which was an ever more frequent occurrence. In his absence, 16-year-old William, already a steady drinker, and his younger brother relaxed intensively. Club H had been very much William's inspiration, with his older friends largely setting the social pace for Harry. In Battle of Brothers, Lacey writes, Harry had certainly lost his way in 2000 and 2001 when William disappeared from his life to pursue his gap year. It was William who was the blue-eyed glamour boy at the center of the so-called glossy posse that surrounded the young princes, pouring out the drinks and inspiring all of the rebels that would coax his younger brother, a full 2 years and 3 months younger and still a child, into errant and self-destructive ways. In short, it was William who had been the lord of misrule and the driving spirit behind the entire seductive fantasy of Club H. Yet William, and also his father, moved seamlessly on from Harry's drugs shame towards the grand and glittering roles that the royal dynasty and public opinion required of them. Nothing seriously discreditable was ever written about the future William V, the king of the castle. It was Harry who was cast as the dirty rascal. And never a dirty rascal in my eyes. Thanks to John McDermott. I'm Mark Francis. This is Palace Intrigue. Good times.